The Nikki Byrne Show. With Jenny Green. The Nikki Byrne Show with Jenny Green. Yeah. 2FM.
Now, this will take many a bride back. And groom.
Yes.
Weddings are a once-in-a-lifetime experience, Jenny. Or that's the plan, anyway. But how do you prevent your big day from landing you in big debt? More than half of couples struggle to stay within the budget they have set for themselves. So, Jenny, on the show, the way we like to help people, we asked Sarah Kennedy, not Sarah, there's no H in this one, Sarah Kennedy of IrishWeddingBlog.ie to drop in and give listeners some free advice. And she's on the show now. Sarah, very welcome.
Thanks, Nikki and Jenny. It's great to be here.
Thanks for coming in. Now, tell us firstly, the average spend, it's saying here, is about 26 grand for a wedding. Is that,
yes,
like, that's without going insane, is it?
Yeah, that would be, like, when I look at the averages across, you know, the different itemized pieces, they're actually on the lower side of what I'm starting to see. Like, this was a piece of research that's very recent. It was done by Bank of Ireland. And it's saying that on average, everyone's spending about 26,000 across the board. But you will have ones that are small weddings, mm-hmm, intimate weddings, and then you've got ones that are huge. So it is, you know, it's relative, I suppose, when you look at the population of Ireland. But it would be pretty much on key of what a lot of people are seeing at the moment.
One of the points here, Sarah, and on this findings, the spend now is higher than it was during the boom years.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. Yes. Like, I was planning back then, you know, during the boom years, and there was no way people were spending over 12 grand on a wedding venue.
But we're spending on average 26.
Yeah, I know. Basically, what's pushing that into the 26K category is the wedding venue. So we didn't have the quality of stock probably pre-recession. So after coming out of the recession, you have all these beautiful, you know, exclusive venues.
Castles,
you know, just really, really beautiful you know, places that have been done up. And that's what's pushing it. Because if you go back to pre-recession, the average was about 9,000 on a venue. It's now 12.5. So that's really where it's pushing it right up. And those costs keep going and going and going. And across the board, a lot of venues, hotels and exclusive venues included, they have pushed the price this year.
I would say as well, correct me if I'm wrong, I could be wrong, but it's nowadays every single wedding seems to be a 2-day event. There's always something at least the next morning.
Yeah, if not the day before, the day of, and then the day after. So yeah, this has pretty much escalated. It's almost like you're having a wedding carnival or a wedding festival. Like, it is. It's like, book your tickets.
St. Patrick's Day became a weekend. St. Patrick's Festival now.
I know.
It's the wedding... Wedding day is long gone. It should be called our wedding festival.
Our wedding festival. Yeah. Well, like, that's, I always laugh when my dad sees a wedding invitation come in the door, because he's just like, just send me the invoice, you know, because it's just like, oh, here we go. But it is. It's now 2 days, and that's the expectation. Mm. And there's almost an offence if you can't stay the second day.
Yeah.
So, like, it really is escalating. And then the cost for guests to stay 2 nights somewhere. And if it's far away, you have to stay for 3. So it is. It really has. Even
and then if
guests,
you've got, and people who have kids might have to pay for, you know, a childminder for the weekend. So all of that stuff is kind of added on. But talk to us about the clothes, because how much are people spending on their wedding dress? Like, what is the average on that? And I know obviously that can vary depending on the person.
Yeah, it can. So look, the research is telling us that it's under 2,000, so 1,700. But do you know what? I'm actually finding it very tough to find, you know, really good dresses that are less than, you know, 2,000. Now, there have been some shops that have come into the marketplace, like Wed2Be out in Drumcondra, etc., where you can get a good dress for under, you know, for in around the 1,000 mark. And as well, you can go to sample sales and get something off the rail. But you're looking at 2,000 upwards for a good dress. And you see, the thing about it is that this is where a lot of brides get carried away, because they'll try on a dress, they'll fall in love with it. Mm-hmm. It's over their budget, and they'll stretch it because they love the dress and they can't stop thinking about it, because just your head goes into this consumption. Like, I have to have this for my wedding day because it's me up walking down the aisle. It has to be right.
And everyone kind of says, you know, these photographs you're going to look at for the rest of your life, and you want to make sure that
they
are fabulous.
But that is true. That is true, though.
No, there is. But then you,
that's where the pressure comes.
It depends if you go silly though with it then. As you're saying, someone might go, I saw this dress and it's 8 grand and it's way over. I'm like, that's, you know, that's getting stupid, in my opinion.
Agreed.
At that point, especially as it's gone then after the 1 day.
I know.
How much more of that money could be spent on the food and various things that you have to get?
That's it. And you have to remember, like, I'm looking at myself, like, I did the dog on my wedding, but, you know, coming out of it, and then you have to save for a deposit for a house, and you're going, Jesus,
you can't do all of it.
Curbed it, you know, and we would have got a house quicker. And, you know, there's all these things, and you have to look at it in a relative big space. And one thing I always talk about is when it comes to, you know, spending money on your wedding, couples tend to be like rabbits caught in the headlights. And this is a big problem because they're not empowered to make the right decisions and they feel like, oh, we better pay this because that's what they told us to pay, rather than shopping around and being very businesslike with it, because it is an emotional purchase. So I always say to people, you know, step back, and if you were buying a car or you were buying a house, what level of research would you do for that? And, you know, take that time to research and bargain and haggle. A lot of people don't even haggle. A lot of people take prices and don't ask for, can you do
well,
better?
Well, they nearly feel like they're lucky to get it. And we're great, we got somewhere and it's not booked up. But the other thing I think that people say to themselves is, you know, where, when they're doing out their guest list and they think, sure, look, everyone will pay for themselves with their gifts.
Don't get me started.
They don't. Because there is this, you know, to me, whenever I get invited to a wedding, I will always give a couple money. Because I actually just think, now that may not be as traditional as it should be, but nowadays most people tend to have things before they get married.
Absolutely.
They tend to be living together. They don't have room for another picture frame or a picture for the wall or a lamp or anything like that. And I do think...
Or a kettle.
Exactly. But it's so expensive that I prefer to just actually give someone cash. But then a lot of times, you know, people factor that in and think that it's going to cover themselves, and it doesn't.
No, like I remember there was a couple that I was looking after when I was working in the Station House Hotel, and they came in and they sat down and they were doing some maths in front of me, and I was trying to help them along with their budget, and they were saying, okay, so we've got 100 guests, we reckon we'll get about, you know, 150 in a card, so if we do that by this amount of people, then that's us covered.
Never do that.
Right. Well, first of all, you have to pay for your wedding in advance before you even get your card. So that's that gone. So yeah, it really, I just wouldn't bank on it. And you can't expect people to, you can't expect other people to fund your wedding. Like, the reason why you're getting married is because you guys want to be together. The cash is sweet, don't get me wrong, and badly needed. You can have a really good honeymoon.
But
you
can't
bank
on it.
Don't bank on it.
No,
exactly.
Don't.
Save.
Sorry, if you had a checklist where you would say, right, the five things, or maybe it's 10 things that you have to spend the money on that are very important, you know, is it food, is it the dress, is it the band, is it what?
Well, I think if you're going to be spending big money anyway, you have to get the food right, because that's the one thing everybody talks about. There's two things that I always see people talk about. There's the food at the venue and there's the band. Oh, the dance floor was full or it was empty. So it's down to your music and your food. And if you can get those two things right at the right price, you're laughing. That would really be it. But I suppose in terms of guidance for couples is, you know, how do you keep it all control and get everything you want at the right prices? Start as you mean to go on and just keep that spreadsheet and stick to it. If it's not in your budget, don't push it, you know, like, it is one day. And I always say, if you see something, sleep on it. And if you still really, really want it 2 to 3 days later, then okay, go for it. But I have a template you can download over on my site, and it's free, and you can just, it's the spreadsheet done for you, and you can budget using that. And then I wrote a book there at the start of the year, and that has, I have every section of everything that you need to buy. I've got a checklist of what you need to look out for and how to, you know, manage your budget and get the right price for whatever you're buying. So that's really, really helpful.
What's the book called?
It's called The Ultimate Wedding Planning Guide Ireland, and it's out in Easons and up on my site as well.
The other thing I think people need to do is stay away from Pinterest, because people seem to lose their minds on Pinterest. Now, I got 80 jam jars and we're going to, I'm like, don't bother. Leave them there.
Yeah. No. Well, you know what's really good? At the moment, there's a load of Facebook groups you can join, and brides are selling or just giving away stuff like decor that they used at their own wedding.
Oh, great.
So get on there and see, does anybody have XYZ? Because I can guarantee you they've already done the hard work getting it in, taking 8 weeks delivery from AliExpress. You know, just go and you know, get a, and borrow it off people as well.
Can you rent a wedding dress as
whenever
well?
Whenever you rent
you
or buy.
So, well, you can rent or you can buy. So there's shops out there. Like, there's one I've worked, I actually sold my own wedding dress through them. There's Timeless Bridal Wear Out and Trim. So you can get pre-loved dresses, or there's stores that have samples that they can't get rid of. They send them out to them and they're beautiful. They're absolutely stunning dresses.
Okay.
Or shops that are closing down and they've nowhere to put their stock. They put it into Timeless Bridal Wear, and you can get, you know, your dresses there. Like, I know that somebody's got a dress for €500 when it was a David Field, and like, that's massive.
So if you look, if you kind of keep looking, dig deep, you'll come across bargains.
This is it. Like, I did a poll on my Facebook page, and it was, you know, how long are you spending in work planning your wedding? And the majority were 2 to 4 hours. Like, you clock that up over a year, that's, you know, 2 weeks annual leave.
That's paid for your wedding.
Like, if you're doing that level of research, do you know, like, you should be able to find these bargains, you know, but I always dish out loads of tips anyway over on my stuff.
But well, I'm looking down, there's things you do forget about that are so important, like the photographer, or like like we mentioned the band. What would you get a good band for? What's the average price for a band?
Yeah, you're probably, you know, you're
not
probably,
that I'm getting the band back together, Jenny, before well, you look, make the joke. I'm just wondering.
If Westlife could do it for $2,000, I'll get remarried, you know, but
I don't think I don't think you'd get $2,000.
Call boys, call
nowadays you wouldn't get
you
$2,000.
Get $2,000.
Back in the heyday.
No. I'm sure you never know.
But listen,
you
hang on.
You threw in a few sandwiches, maybe, you know.
It's $2,000 for a band, Jenny, but it's only $400 for a DJ. So you can. What have you got,
sure,
Westlife and Jenny? How
oh,
much
brilliant.
Would you pay for that?
Could I actually just put that out there while we're talking about this? Because I got 8 emails last week. I don't DJ at weddings. Just so we're
see,
clear.
See, that's
on
where
this
you're
right
making
now.
A mistake.
No.
You're cutting your nose off now despite your face. You're
face.
Being a dipperoodle. Right, honeymoons. Do people factor that into their plans?
Generally not. They get very long down the planning curve before they go, oh yeah, the honeymoon. The honeymoon is really where, you know, you go mad. And I think
sure, we'll go to Butlins.
Oh, Butlins. Eat your heart out.
No, Butlins. Marry you.
Well, I think, do you know what? In terms of my priority when it came to my own wedding, I was like, do you know what? I've worked so hard. I want a good honeymoon. And I did go all out. And I don't regret a thing. And that's a lot of the stuff. I really remember my honeymoon and I really valued it. And I don't regret spending a penny on it. So, yeah. It depends. People are spending a lot more because.
Where did you go, or can I ask?
Yeah,
you?
We went to Orlando and Cancun, and my husband's a big golfer, so he played. There's a course called, any golf lovers will know, TP Sawgrass. So, like, I was just happy to, you know, go along. At that
did you not
stage.
Caddy for him?
Well, I drove the buggy, so does that
that's,
count?
Yeah,
do you know,
that
like,
counts.
But yeah, so we did that. So we really didn't hold back, and we went all inclusive in Cancun, and that was just amazing. It was just absolutely.
A couple of texts actually in here before we go. Someone said, never mind the dress, the shoes, the veil, the jewellery. I don't even want to think about how much I spent. And another one says, I got married on Saturday, just gone. 4-star hotel, 150 guests sitting for dinner. Bought 8 suits, 5 bridesmaids dresses, beautiful dress for the beautiful bride, top of the range band. Everything done and dusted, all in $18,500. How do people go mad and spend nearly 30,000? It's all a bit mad. We the best of everything for under 20. Now, that is still a lot of money, but for what they got,
yeah, for,
that
for
actually sounds
Absolutely.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's a bride that shopped around,
yeah.
Clearly.
And then somebody else texts in and say, brand new wedding dress available in Bernardo's bridal shops in Dunleary and Carlow. Amazing prices and all brand new as well. So, Sarah, tell us your site again for people and the name of your book and stuff.
It's irishweddingblog.ie, and the book is The Ultimate Wedding Planning Guide, Ireland. And you can come see me as well in the I Do School in the RDS the 1st and 2nd of September as well.
Brilliant.
Excellent.
Thank you so much for
Thank
that.
You.
Well, I hope we've helped people out who are planning their wedding at the moment. And we would say, if they can, just look at everything and try and just rein even a small part of it in.
Yeah. Exactly. Always shop around. Three quotes.
Three
quotes for everything.
Excellent.
Sarah Kennedy, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Still with him.
Come on. This is